Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was after we were on the air yesterday, but obviously...
Your boy got signed, huh?
Noah Brown is a dude, as soon as I saw him hit the wire, I thought made a lot of sense for Washington. We will get to talk to Dan Quinn about that at 12:30 when Dan Quinn joins us. I think this move...
Did he not fit the waiver?
Yeah, he's a vested veteran at this point.
So he can't.
He's a free agent. You don't have to... He doesn't have to go
through. And then he gets his choice on where he wants to go.
He gets his choice.
There you go.
I don't know the terms, but when you have choices, typically you have... A little bit of leverage.
You have choices, and probably someone talked to you probably before you got released and said, hey, man, we want you.
Or as soon as you got released.
Yeah. Soon, whatever, however it goes.
Here's what we know about Noah Brown. Last year for the Houston Texans, he had 33 catches for almost 600 yards, 567 yards to go with 3 touchdowns. Now, a lot of that came in a few games, I believe, when Tank Dell and Nico Collins were out. But it doesn't matter to me.
Hey, but they were out and he produced.
Right. He proved he could play. Week 8, Houston playing the Bucs. Hey, man, I know a team playing the Bucs in about 10 days.
Huh.
He had 6 catches for 153 yards with a touchdown.
Mm.
Week 7, Houston playing the Bengals. 7 catches for 172 yards. Okay.
So the man likes averaging 20-plus yards per carry.
Yeah.
Per catch.
Last season, he averaged 17.18. He had he had 567 pass receiving yards in only 10 games, B.
Damn.
You know, now.
That's doing it.
We got to figure out if there were some injuries. I'm trying to track somebody down from Houston to come on the show. That may
could it be that when those other two guys were out there that they just basically went to him more often? And,
sure.
And probably he wasn't the target.
What I like here is this is a dude that is 6'2", 225, so a little bit more size than they've got right now. Although I guess Luke's probably that size. Was drafted by the Cowboys. I'm curious if you'll like this. 7th rounder that is now in his 7th NFL season.
I love that.
You're a grinder.
That's the story we talk about where, you know, that's why I get so annoyed by, in this town, we all always just talk about first and second rounders. And we act as if you're not a first or second rounder, that you're not a possibility. Let's be real. A lot of guys get drafted first, second round. They get drafted because they went to a certain school. Okay, a lot of them ball the hell out. But a lot of them get that natural reputation or they get the attention because they're at certain schools. These other guys that go to these smaller schools, they don't get that look. But when they make it, you know what the other guys do at the small schools? They have to work every damn day to get any attention from the NFL. So when they get here, they continue doing what they've always done. The other guys, sometimes they continue doing what they've done, and then you find out that guy that went to the smaller school could be as good as he is. And they went out.
Well, he went to Ohio State, so it's not like he went to a small school.
I'm just saying, when you go to certain places, you don't play. And let's be real, you come from a bigger high school. When you go to college, you get more looks.
Sure.
That's just how life works. When you come from the more prestigious type entity, you're going to get much more praise than a guy coming from another place.
Now, there's a few things I want to say before folks get really excited. I believe Noah Brown had options. I believe Noah Brown wanted to come to Washington, most likely because he saw an opportunity to play, right? I think if you're Noah Brown and you're coming off consecutive 500-yard seasons and you look at the receivers on Washington's roster from last year, you would immediately be the second most productive guy. And sure. Jahan Dotson is gone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Noah Brown last year, I believe, outpaced Dotson from a straight yardage standpoint. I'll look that up and just confirm it real quick. But, Dotson last year had 518 yards on 49 catches. So that YPC is far less. And that was in 17 games, mm-hmm. right? So Dotson played all 17, 49 catches on 83 targets. Do that math. That ain't great. And 518 yards. He did have four touchdowns. Brown, in just 10 games, 33 catches, 567, 17 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Brown, I get why this looks ideal. Not to mention Jaden Daniels looks like a pretty exciting young quarterback to maybe work
Damn,
with.
Skippy.
Especially if last year you played with C.J. Stroud, who was a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
He also was at Ohio State with McLaurin. I'm sure there's some level of relationship there. I don't know that would sway this thing one way or another.
Well, you know, when you get ready to go to a team and you want to find out, you reach out to your buddies, you know
sure.
what I mean? And if your buddies tell you great things, and if it's a guy you truly trust, which I would believe that most people trust here, that could sway you.
Now, Adam Peters did say yesterday, so Dan Quinn and Adam Peters spoke at length, and Adam Peters said, he's like, you know, generally your team's not going to get a whole lot better or worse this time of year. Generally, your team is your team. So I do think on some level we should temper expectations. Like, I don't know that anybody needs to order a Noah Brown jersey quite yet, okay? Injuries have been an issue. He missed seven games.
Got some Ohio State fans in this area, though.
What's that?
Got Ohio State fans in this area.
Ohio State fans are everywhere.
Okay, so.
You ever been in Florida?
There's going to be some Noah Brown jerseys, boy.
I feel like there's more Ohio State flags in Florida than.
I might have to just buy me a jersey per week.
For what team? What player?
Player, any player. The players that I like.
Who would you start with week one?
I don't know who I'll start with just yet, Jay. You know, you like to put me on the spot a lot.
You're the one talking about jerseys.
I say I'll just show up with, you know, but I probably couldn't do that. If I show up with a jersey and say it's because people I like, and then the ones I don't wear, they're going to be a little upset. So I'm just going to wear a jersey right in the inside and mark. I'm going to write the number in the inside.
You started talking about wearing a jersey, so I said, what jersey? And then you said,
I thought, which jersey you going to start with? Because now that's going to tell everybody that's my favorite player. It might not be. I may wear number one. You know why I would wear number one? Because I used to wear it in college. Who's wearing number one now?
I don't think anybody. We did have some number switches yesterday. Your updated roster has Mikey Samristil still got to zero, and he spoke to us yesterday.
Did we talk about that?
Sure. We talked after practice to Mikey. He said, you know, zero is something that's really important to him because he always considers it, like, whenever there's negativity. I think the theory is, like, you know, in multiplication, mm-hmm. if you multiply
anything times zero, it goes right back to zero.
Right.
That means you're a bad dude. You can wipe everything up.
All the negativity, all the haters multiplied by zero, it's nothing. That then means Marcus Mariota is going to 18. Now, Mariota's worn 8 for much of his career. He talked to us after and said how the number 8 is important to him, so throwing a 1 in front of it's kind of cool. And I asked him, I was like, did you ever talk to Brian Robinson about number 8? And he's like, nah, that man right there can have his number. Which I thought, you know, Mariota's a veteran. He's been in the league a long time.
I like 8 and 18, too. That's my birthday, 8-18.
There you go.
68, see? 8-8-8.
A curious one, and I don't know, you played in the NFL a long time. You've probably seen a number of number switches. Cole Turner had been on this roster mm-hmm. for 3 years as number 85. He got cut, signed back to the practice squad. He's now number 88.
Yeah.
88 has been available, and Martavis Bryant had 88, mm-hmm. and he left. Maybe – I can't remember if Armani Rogers maybe had 88.
If I keep getting released in 85, I don't want that number anymore. I'm going to try to change my number. That's all that means.
That's that simple.
Like, hey, when I start looking at it, that's not very, you know, much of a positive thing. So I'm moving on to another number.
Something that was a lot of fun. I guess Armani Rogers was wearing 88. We got to talk to both Colson Yankoff and Tyler Owens yesterday, the two undrafted guys that made the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And both those guys, the mix of, like, gratitude and humility and excitement, and both guys said, you know, I love kind of knowing, like, who do you share the news with? And Owen said he called his dad, and Yankoff said he called his family. And just, like, mm-hmm. I imagine Blanche Mitchell, once upon a time, you called him when you knew you were on the team.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, what that moment just has to be so significant.
It's a special moment because I think when we look at things a lot, we automatically we look at the guys that come from the bigger schools and things like that. But, hell, more than likely they're going to make the team when they came in a higher round. But when you get someone drafted seventh round or undrafted and things of that nature, then they go out there and they start fighting for it. Just like I always say, a person who earned their money and a person who was given some money, the person that earned the money respects it even more.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So those guys that are drafted later in the draft and undrafted, they respect this more. I think that's a bigger story to me than a guy first round to make the team. They were going to cut you after they gave you all that damn money. You know, but I love seeing those stories every year because I've been in locker rooms where guys were from fourth round on, a lot of fifth, sixth, and back when I was playing 11th, 12th round. And you get in the locker room, and the question has always been, why was he drafted in the first round and that dude drafted in the eighth round? Because this dude is light years better than the first round dude.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!